Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Has that box been opened, that Pandora's box? Has it been opened? What's on my mind today, you're probably wondering. Do you remember when I've suggested that you stand back and you look at the entire picture? I mean, I've been saying this for years. And not just to you, but to me. The picture we have today looks like some sick collage mosaic with black and white, nothing pretty in it for sure. The corruption, the scandals, the immorality in this nation, particularly at the top, those that are supposed to be in positions that we respect and depend on, such as the elected officials, such as the media. It's absolutely disgusting and disturbing. However, has that box been opened? Isn't it interesting how this is all coming to light to the eyes of we the people? I don't care what side of the political fence you're on. This should upset you terribly. Not just one issue, all of them. Like I said, stand back and look at all of them. The news we're going to look at today, it's several different articles about lots of different things. But it's just more evidence of a government of elected that have gone rogue. They no longer, and that started a long time ago, represent we the people. They simply do not. Except during election time, you know. From the left to the right, with very few exceptions in between, the elected believe themselves to be above the law. All the laws. They believe that they can use your tax dollars to hide their indecent, lewd behavior. They use you, regardless of your color. They use you, regardless of your gender. Apparently, we are just the pawns. And we're here only for their profit and their pleasures. Disgusting thought, isn't it? So while Congress is chasing and hides from their dirty deeds, as Congress obstructs the current president and is threatening to disavow the Alabama Senate decision should it be Roy Moore, yet do virtually nothing for those sitting there in their underwear. While all this is going on, while they pretend to fight for the little man, it really is only them they are concerned about. Presidents come and presidents go, but Congress stays and plays, and you pay with your tax dollars. You pay with your time. You pay, we the people. We pay and sacrifice national security because of Congress's inability to represent us. Keep it on speed dial. 202-224-3121. That is the D.C. switchboard. 202-224-3121. I had some news that popped onto my computer yesterday afternoon that Cliven Bundy and Ammon Bundy have been released from prison, but They aren't really released. They're just kind of given a reprieve, I guess. Just not a reprieve. That's the wrong word, too. A little recess, I guess, from prison. It says it was on their Facebook page and reported that the judge, Gloria Navarro, has granted pretrial release to Cliven and Ammon Bundy. So they have been allowed to go home. That's the only place they can go while they're pending on their trial. It says Cliven Bundy and Ammon Bundy and Ryan Bundy are on trial, as you know, in the U.S. District Court for their role in the Bunkerville standoff, wherein the BLM gathered Bundy cattle with the intention of selling them. Did you hear that? The BLM. They gathered the Bundy's cattle with intentions of selling them. They killed many of them because they didn't know what they were doing. The BLM is a Bureau of Land Management here in the home of the free and the brave. We have such a thing. We talked yesterday about a book that Philip Winkler has written. You can go to his website, libertyindependence.com. And for $60, it's $59.95. And he says the shipping's free, so it is $59.95. This is a textbook. It's going to teach you more about our history, who we are, and I'm sure he's covering property rights in that. I haven't read the entire book. It is so important for us to know and understand who we are, what this nation was created to be. Arresting people on their land, the government arresting people on their land because they were protecting their property, was something that the founding fathers were fighting with the king. So we've kind of come full circle, haven't we? We don't have one king. We have 545 of them. Well, more than that when we talk about the alphabet bureaucracy, because it's everywhere, it's everywhere. So that is one eye-opener. You know, it happened with the Hages years ago, and it's still going on with them. Oh, they won their lawsuit, but they haven't collected a dime. But Congress has spent $17 million of your tax dollars to cover up their sexual crimes. So when I say D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals, apparently they're doing something else in those offices as well. Are you awake yet? Are you disgusted by what you found in this box? Whether you are a Democrat, whether you are a Republican, whether you are an independent, a libertarian, even if you're a socialist, you should be disgusted at how they have abused you, taken advantage of you. Think nothing of using $17 million of taxpayer money while many of you are working two jobs. Both people in the homes are working. Working while they're paying and playing, paying with your money and playing in the offices that you built. Debbie Wasserman Schultz and her IT guy. What's going on with that? It's always been of great interest to me because of the connections and because I don't like her. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio, and this is Beth Ann, and I will be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I was talking about one of my favorites, which is Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I don't like the woman. I never have liked the woman. I don't hate, but I don't like her. I don't trust her. She's deceiving. She's deceitful. She's just not a nice person. And the court date for the former Democratic IT aide has been postponed. Now, you know, this IT aide was fired, yet Debbie Wasserman Schultz kept him on salary. Well, his court date's been postponed by more than a month after the defendant's attorney... Are you listening to this? This is part of opening that box. The defendant's attorney, a former Hillary Clinton aide, said he's seeking to block prosecutors from using evidence that appears to be included, which appears to include a government laptop tied to Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Now, let me explain this. This is how I understand this. He had a backpack. And inside his backpack were these items. One, a Pakistani ID card with the name Mohammed Ashraf Awan. Number two, a copy, not an original, of a driver's license with the name I'm Ron Awan. Number three, a copy, front and back, of his congressional ID. Number four, an Apple laptop with the home screen initials Rep. DWS. Number five, a composition notebook with notes handwritten saying, attorney-client privilege and possibly discussing case details below. Number six, loose letters addressed to U.S. Attorney of D.C. discussing the apparent owner of the bag being investigated. Now, those are the things that are in there. But because on this notebook, this handwritten notebook, it said attorney-client privilege, handwritten, this former Hillary Clinton aide, who is his attorney, is trying to say everything in there cannot be touched because it is client privileged, attorney-client privileged. How crazy is that? Well, that's how they logic. Remember, when Bill Clinton was in trouble as president, he said it depends on what is means. Seriously. How big of fools are the American people? We've been pretty big fools, and I'm including myself in that. Bill Clinton committed sexual crimes, even rape. He was impeached, yet he stayed in office and no one arrested him. Why is that? Why was he not arrested for rape? Or some of the other corruption that he did? And when they were investigating him for Whitewater, all of a sudden the sexual misconduct appears again, and it was Monica Lewinsky. That poor girl's life was ruined. But the Clintons flourished. So isn't it interesting that this aide of Hillary Clinton is now the attorney for Imran Awan? Isn't that interesting to you? And do you think that if you had anything and you just wrote on it, attorney-client privilege, just because you wrote that on it, it was going to be considered that? What are they hiding in that laptop? Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who rigged the election, the primary against Sanders, who had emails with all kinds of vulgar slurs against Bernie Sanders and against other people of color. Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the Democrat Party are hypocrites, and so are the Republicans. As I said in my opening, that's why all of them are obstructing the president. We may not like all the policies that's going to come out of the president, but they're obstructing it. Who knew about a slush fund? And now that's been revealed. The box has been opened. Are we looking in it? It almost makes you gag. It's so filthy. It's a sewer. It's not a swamp. It's a sewer. A cesspool. Remember the story of Sodom and Gomorrah? Now, we're not just talking about homosexuality here. But do you remember the story when the angels approached the city? How they were attacked? They didn't just want them. They demanded. What is going on today? They do whatever they want to do, and then they use your money to cover it up. They could care less about tax reform. Don't let them fool you. What fools are we who cannot see the forest for the trees? The Pandora box has been opened. Are you looking in and seeing what has happened and what is going on? Why do they want to block Roy Moore from becoming senator, yet they're doing nothing about Conyers, and Franken? If Alabama elects Judge Roy Moore, many in Congress are planning, in the Senate, are planning to disavow him. How can they do that? How can they possibly do that? And not get rid of the ones that are there that we even have pictures of what they've done. And it wasn't 40 years ago. They're so busy controlling every part of your life and paying to play. And we're so busy trying to keep up with things that we have not been aware. You're not going to find out in the media, are you? Because they're guilty too. So they want to control the public schools. They want to control your workplace, not theirs, yours. They want to control your land, and they want to spend your money. Well, this was just an absurd, it was just an absurd interview that Tucker Carlson had last night. Now, I get a kick out of Tucker, but sometimes I get aggravated at him. I'm thinking, why do you even bother to bring these people on to debate with? Have you ever noticed that they never change anybody's mind? That they don't really have an intelligent discussion? Tucker, I'm sorry. I don't mean that you're not intelligent. I'm just saying it serves no purpose. But this is a revelation that you need to understand. Remember when we had, you know, who was it that said, I think that was under Bush, the kinder, gentler IRS. Well, that didn't turn out to be so good, did it? Not under the Obama administration, where they were attacking conservatives, and still nothing has been done about that. Not really. And then the military under Clinton. They had to go under sensitivity training. Sensitivity training. So, here we have on this, I'm sorry, I got some noise coming on in the background. Here we have this sensitivity training in the public schools in Canada. LGBTTIQQAAPP training. Yeah, we'll talk about what that means when we come back. Whatever happened to reading, writing, and arithmetic? All to the tune of a hickory stick. Whatever happened to that? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're trying to bring some common sense, but the Pandora box has been opened. What have you seen? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. The Pandora box has been opened. What did you see? And we will be right back. Winter and holidays are upon us. The seasons change, but Tupperware savings stay the same. Tupperware for gifts, Tupperware for sharing and carrying your food to a party or gatherings of friends as you beat those winter blahs. Did you ever consider a Tupperware container as your gift box? Put your favorite party snack inside and wrap it up with a bow and go. Tupperware is no stranger at parties. Cook it, share it, serve it, store it up for later. The seasons change. Are you cooking up a pot of soup? Freeze half the batch and have an easy meal on a lazy winter day. My friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Seasons change, but Tupperware's high-quality lifetime guarantee stays the same. Storing, transporting, gifts, saving money, saving time, or a career opportunity you control. Beth will help you gift, go, save, and start a career. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So when we went into the break, I was talking about the LGBTTTIQQAAPP. Now, if you watched Tucker Carlson last night, I don't know if you got a kick out of that, or if it made you angry. It did both for me. Did absolutely both. He was actually interviewing an educator out of Canada. And this is a program in Canada for the teachers. And it'll soon, you know, follow suit, you know, how to raise these children right so that they accept everyone. Well, let me make this very perfectly clear to you. Science has proven that there are two sexes. Yeah, two. Male and female. Got that? Science has not proven without a doubt that there's climate change. You heard it first, right here on CSC Talk Radio. So the LGBTTTIQQAAPP training is so that we will accept all genders. Now let me make this straight. Let me make this clear again. There are only two sexes. There are perverted forms of having sex. but there are only two sexes, male and female. All right. So what does this stand for? Well, when Tucker Carlson was interviewing this man, Stephen Ledru, he's a former president of the Liberal Party of Canada. And this is an elementary school teachers that are attending this inclusiveness training. And this is their acronym. And it stands for. Now, Stephen didn't even know what it stood for. But he was saying it's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a great thing. And Tucker says, how do you know it's a great thing if you don't even know what it stands for? Well, here's what it stands for. Lesbian, gay, genderqueer, bisexual, demisexual, transgender, transsexual, two-spirit, intersex, queer, questioning, that's a good one, asexual, allies, pansexual, and polyamorous. That's what it stands for. This is what they're going to train the teachers for acceptance. And eventually that will go down to the children. Whatever happened to reading, writing, and arithmetic? This is the reason, and you know, this isn't Canada, but it's going to happen here, because they're doing stupid stuff here now. Instead of teaching the children, they're trying to mold the children to their agendas. And that's why so many Americans are pushing and pulling away from the public school system. And perhaps this is why we're being told that we don't have what it takes, the skills that it takes to do certain jobs, whether it's high tech or low, and so we need immigration. Well, maybe if we'd stop teaching stupid stuff that isn't true and started teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic, we wouldn't have to call on others to do our jobs. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Hi, Matt. Boy, that about took up the whole alphabet.
Yeah, left out a few things. I'm sure they'll end up including them as well. What's on your mind today?
That Pandora box, I think we got a power struggle going on between who wants to run the White House, the women or the men. Neither one can work with each other. And I don't think it's just in Congress. I think it's in the Senate.
Well, Congress is the Senate. Congress
is a lot more in this than.
Okay. Hold on a minute. I'm going to give you a little education here. Congress is the Senate and the representatives together. Congress is both houses. Okay.
I think the whole thing is messed up. You know, it's the whole house needs washing or something. I don't know. It's just, every day you turn around, you always hear something.
Well, they need to be held. They need to be held accountable for their crimes, and they need to be held accountable for the money. $17 million needs to be put back into the fund or the pockets of the people.
People know what's going on. They name some names on that stuff. You know, it's.
Well, and that was another thing.
I heard nothing about it a long time ago.
That was another thing. They were asking last night, and I thought, we need to ask that today on CSC Talk Radio. We need to tell today. Tell them. Call DC Switchboard and tell them you want the names of the people that spent this slush fund.
And who did what and stuff. I mean, if we got paid for it, at least we aren't getting a name.
I think so, too. I appreciate the call, Larry. Thank you.
Thank you.
The DC Switchboard. Call them. Or do you? Do you want to know the names of these representatives or senators that have used this slush fund? 202-224-3121. Is the DC switchboard. Or you can call me. I want to know. Do you want names? I want names, addresses, phone numbers. I want them. They need to be kicked out. They are not worthy of representing you. They're not worthy. They're not elite. They're trash. filthy, rich trash. I know that was harsh, but that's how I feel. That's how they're behaving. Whether it's in the media gets fired from the jobs. Congress just sits there and pays for their dastardly deeds with your money. Something's wrong with that picture. Have you opened your Pandora box and looked at what's in it? It ain't pretty, people. It ain't pretty. Well, Merry Christmas from the Black Lives Matter. I read this and I just had to chuckle. Their logic is so bizarre. They just talk and talk and talk to make noise. I'm convinced of that. To make noise and get attention and to get paid. I imagine she gets paid for her blabber. I wished I got paid for my blabber. So, this is, and I don't know how to pronounce her name, Melina Abdullah. And she's the spokesperson for Black Lives Matter. And she's telling everyone to bring down the white capitalism with Black Christmas. And she's telling people, she's telling black people, or all people, to not do business when you Christmas shop with white companies, with white-owned companies. We've got to get rid of the capitalism. We have to not only disrupt the system of policing or policing that literally kill our people. Again, statistics matter not with these, with their own agenda. But we have to disrupt the white supremacist, capitalistic, patriarchal, heteronormative system that is really the root cause of these police killings. More white people are killed by police than black people. That's the truth in the statistics. I don't want to see anybody killed. But we're going to talk about this when we come back. Because how much sense is that making? I could hear her saying, use black companies, black-owned companies. But to boycott all white-owned companies, that's craziness. And I'm going to explain that when we come back. 877-895-5410. Do you want names from Congress on who used that slush fund? So we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment by L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I've been kind of, during the commercial, reminding myself of what the story of the Pandora's box really is. And it is, it's amazing. Of course, it's a mythological story. It's not a true story. But the Pandora box is usually best left unopened. However, the truth will set you free. How the American people look at what we have seen in this Pandora's box, and how we react and what we do now, is going to be the future of this nation. Whether we fall the rest of the way into socialism, or we rise up and become that republic that we were created to be, where all men were created equal by God. Now, I have some callers. I want you to hold on just a minute while I finish this Merry Christmas story, okay, from the Black Lives Matter. So, they don't tell you what's going to happen if they bring down the white-owned companies where lots of black people are employed. Well, they're not thinking about that. And I had to put down the comment, does that mean that no black people will own an iPhone? No black people are going to get an iPhone for Christmas, right? Because that's a white-owned company. Her blabber, her rhetoric is a clanging cymbal that serves no purpose. She is the biggest racist of all. She is the female Al Sharpton now. Screaming racism where there is no racism. If this was a racist country, we would not have had a black president. However, that doesn't mean that prejudices do not exist. And behavior such as this creates more prejudices. It doesn't bring a country together. We shouldn't be just black and white, because we are Americans. So let's say buy American made, regardless of who it is. Let's buy American made, but that's not what they want. That's not what they want at all. Okay, we have Jake from Nebraska. Jake, how are you today?
Good morning, Beth Ann. There is so much evil in these public schools that I think it would be good for people to consider whether homeschooling might be suitable for their family. And I don't recall hearing interviews on CSC with homeschoolers, so...
Oh, you did? Well, I had one last Monday. I had Miss Sorbo on, Sam Sorbo, pushing homeschooling. I've had homeschoolers on before. I don't have them on every day or every week, but I have had them on.
Okay, that's good. Well, that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. Thank you, Jake. Homeschooling is not a bad thing, people. It's a good thing. And it has grown of how they do. They even have their own networking and just do an awesome job. I didn't homeschool. I sent mine to public school. But they got plenty of schooling at home about certain things. But it is getting blacker and blacker and darker and darker. Let's go to Mark from Massachusetts. Mark, how are you today?
How are you, Bethann?
I'm good. What's on your mind, sir?
You are talking about Pandora's box.
All right.
Earlier?
Yes.
You want me to tell you what's in Pandora's box? I'll tell you.
All right. Tell me.
I don't know about the rest of the United States, but here in the Northeast, you see in front of these old-line Protestant churches, I'm talking about the Episcopalian churches, First Baptist, you name it, and they're all flying the rainbow flag, and you and I both know what that means. Now, that being said, I wonder if they ever picked up the New King James Version Bible and turned to St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians. I'm specifically talking about 1 Corinthians 6. Apparently, they've never read that portion of the Bible.
I'm going to stop you right there, Mark, because you're generalizing on all churches. Now, maybe that's going on in the East, and there is some of that here in the Midwest, but not in the Baptist churches, and not in some of the other churches, not every denomination has accepted what you're talking about with the rainbows and the gays and the lesbians. Not everyone has accepted that.
There's a First Baptist Church right here in the city that I live in. And it's a First Baptist, and I even can give you the street number.
Well, I don't need the street. I'm just telling you that may be that church, but that is not all the churches. That is not every Baptist church.
And they're calling themselves Baptist.
Well,
why is that?
I don't know. I don't live in your area. I know that that's not happening here with those particular denominations. But
it's happening here, big time.
Okay. It is true that they have watered. It is true that the gospel has been watered down because people don't want to give up their sin. That part is true, and we don't want to offend anyone, so we want to accept everything, and that is going to be our demise. That part is true, but we cannot generalize and say all churches are doing that. That is not.
I didn't say all. I said here in New England.
Okay. Okay. Because I belong to a Southern Baptist church, and I'll guarantee you that's not what we teach in our pulpits. So, anyway. And we don't have a rainbow flag.
Up here in the Northeast, they're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And they're posted in...
Well, where do you go to church? Where do you go to church?
I'm a Roman Catholic, and I gave up on Roman Catholicism after I read about all these pedophile priests.
So, okay, but where do you go to church now?
I don't go to church
okay.
anymore.
Well, you need to get back in your scriptures because it does tell you to go to church.
Well, I know the scriptures better than somebody's preachers do.
But it does tell you to commune together. It does tell you to be with your brothers.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to let you go. Appreciate it, Mark. Thank you. We're going to go to Roger in New Mexico. Roger, we are just about out of time.
You're on a roll. You're great today.
We've only got about 20 seconds left. I apologize.
Okay, real quick. Obama used the letters OFA for his Organizations for Action, right? OFA, he used it all along. You know what that means? It's Pig Latin for foe. All the blacks know what that means.
OFA?
OFA. It means... And in Pig Latin, foe is pronounced this way, Ofe.
Oh, okay, I got you. All right, yep.
Okay.
I had to go back. Wait, I hadn't spoke Pig Latin in a long time. All right.
Well, that's what it,
okay, Roger. Okay. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Sorry I had to cut you short. We the people. The Pandora box has been opened. What do you see? How will you react? Will you be disgusted? You know, Congress would like nothing more. The elected would like nothing more than us to just throw up our hands in disgust and walk off. If we do that, we're dooming the future generations. And that's not going to bring America home. So react and bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.